Heard around the world, around the world, around the world. This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon.
We are grateful for the support of the following sponsors who have made the 2020 24-hour World College Radio Day Global Marathon possible. Hindenburg, Live 365, and Spinatron. This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hello, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the station manager of K103 Gothenburg Student Radio. I am now the president of World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Boland, and I am the general manager at WMSC-FM on the campus of Montclair State University in New Jersey.
I am president of College Radio Day 2020.
We are standing together as one and doing this day as a special day.
The kind of solidarity that we see in college radio on this day is the kind of global solidarity that the world needs.
We all do this because we love it. Student radio, nothing is like us.
Stay safe, stay healthy, long live college radio. Que viva la radio universitaria.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radio comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to
World College Radio Day.
College Radio.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Come on. Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Ignition sequence
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Zero. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now.
Connected to
Scotland.
Hello and welcome back to World College Radio Day. This is Radio Sonar. We are the English representatives today at World College Radio Day, celebrating all things college radio, student radio, and of course, the theme of the day, Global Solidarity Rocks. We had an incredible year here at Radio Sonar last year, having our best year yet, winning 3 national awards and 6 awards within our own university. We are based at Solent University in Southampton, just at the bottom of England. We can't get much closer to the bottom of England, and we have a fantastic show coming up for you over the next hour or so.
You are listening to World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Johnny.
Hi, I'm Guy.
And I'm Will. We're from the band Coldplay, and we support College Radio Day.
Hey, this is Sean Lennon, and I support College Radio.
Estás escuchando el Día Mundial de la Radio Universitaria.
Hey, everybody, this is Grace Potter. Thank you for supporting World College Radio Day.
Salut, vous écoutez le jour mondial des radios universitaires.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Freight from Lumineers, and I support World College Radio Day.
Hi, I'm Alanis Morissette, and I support college radio. But I won't do your homework. Please don't ask me.
And I love college.
This is World College Radio Day.
Over the course of the show today, we're going to be talking about all things community. Within Radio Sonar, it is one of the most central pieces to our station identity, and we've really pushed for it hard over the course of the academic year, and we think it's one of the most integral parts of college and student radio. So next up, I've got a chat with them, and they're going to tell us what student radio and college radio mean to them, their favourite moments, and also a little bit of a chat about the theme of the day. But first up, we've got our first song of the hour.
This is World College Radio Day.
You again, I don't know what I'm saying.
This is World College Radio Day.
Global Solidarity Rocks is the theme this year, guys. But from a smaller scale, we want to talk about community within student radio. It's something that we've all experienced a lot. And this lockdown period has shown that with all the student stations coming together, there's been a solidarity form. And if we can do it, then surely the world can do it too, right? So what are your guys' experiences with community in student radio and feeling like a family within student radio and all that type of thing?
I definitely feel like the family's sort of grown quite a lot over the lockdown period, especially. It used to just be us here in Southampton doing our own little shows and all that. But since lockdown and since we've had the opportunities to be on the South regional broadcast, we're interacting with loads of different people, loads of different other student radio associations and groups and people, and it's just been really great to just broaden our horizons and just see who else is out there, who else likes the same stuff we do, and just interact and chat and meet so many new people. It's just been so much fun and joyous and really enjoyable. It's meeting loads of new people.
So for the people listening that might not know it, what is the South Regional stuff that happened that you took part of and are you talking about?
Well, the South Regional radio station is one that's kind of been sort of crimeared into effect because all of our individual radio stations were struggling during the coronavirus. So loads of different people from loads of different South radio stations have got together in student radio and created shows specifically for the South region on its own special radio station that's been set up by Danny. Well done. And others. It's just been really fun to listen to loads of different stories, loads of different people I wouldn't have been interacting with. And yeah, it's just been a really good community.
And Sophie, am I right in thinking that you got involved with game nights within the student radio community in the same time period?
Yeah, when I first started at student radio at the beginning of the year, I wasn't very, I guess, sociable. So when I joined the game nights, I was a bit nervous at first, but after a while, I got to know everyone throughout the weeks, and now Yeah, I follow them on social media and see what stuff they do within radio, and it's really cool. And a lot of them have moved on and have got jobs, and it's amazing.
So do you guys think that student radio is a college radio, you know, given it's World College Radio Day, is a good platform to bring people together?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. Throughout lockdown, I've found myself just like making friends with people, just sort of interacting on social media. Like, we think of it as such a like big, oh yeah, we're a part of, you know, the radio, and that seems to be kind of the defining characteristic. But then you just see someone tweeting about like their favorite food or something, and you just come that one step closer to sort of just interacting with people and, you know, just enjoying the same things together, even though you might be sort of like on the opposite sides of the continent or something. It's quite cool, actually.
So student radio, you've all been involved in it for, you know, a year or two now. I'm of the belief myself that it's changed my life. It's given me more skills and more opportunities than I would have necessarily got without it. Do you guys feel the same way?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I mean, the confidence alone in sort of not just my broadcast voice, but in what I can do and what I have been doing has just been sort of phenomenal. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy myself, seeing myself improve over the years. And I just think it's just a great way of just spending your time, especially in the sort of student or university period of your life, just spending it, you know, really putting in a load of effort into the skills and useful things that you'll be using throughout the rest of your lives. I mean, it really is transformative.
And do you guys have a favourite moment from your experiences with student radio so far?
I have quite a few, to be fair. Like,
yeah, I was going to say
this. It's crazy how much has like happened this year, but also how much haven't happened. I guess things didn't go to plan, but then at the same time, it's quite nice that like how like it all went out. That's not the word I'm trying to look for, but yeah. For example, like the SRA con, I was planning to go to that, but then we ended up, well, Corona came, so. Yeah. But it was still good. Like I managed to like go, they did like an online event, and I managed to like see, like go to some of the talks, and then like obviously the game nights again. A lot of the people that were on there obviously wanted to go to SRA con as well, but obviously we couldn't, but still, yeah.
Andy, you said you had one.
Oh yeah, it was your SRA chat show that I helped produce.
Go on, tell the people about it.
Well, Danny had this wonderful idea. I mean, was it about a week or two beforehand?
Yeah, something like that. For the record, I'm hearing myself get brought up a lot of these. This is just a coincidence. We're still talking about student radio. Continue.
you came up with the idea that you wanted to make it sound as if you were in Spain. For the broadcast, and that you've just lugged the kit over to Spain and we're doing a remote broadcast from a beach somewhere in Spain. And yeah, it's just so much fun to get involved with that, create all the Foley work for it, and really sort of build the show to make it sound and feel like we're in Spain. And it was just a whale of a fun, not only sort of doing the show itself, but seeing the online social media reaction, everyone really confused, everyone wondering, oh my God, have they actually gone to Spain? We didn't, by the way, we were just in a studio in Southampton, but it was a lot of fun and we really enjoyed it. And yeah, it's just stuff like that, stuff where you just get to play along and just have fun. And just create something unique just for your own student radio. It is a lot of fun, and I just really enjoy the opportunities it gives us.
And Ronnie, any favourite moments?
I mean, is it kind of a cop-out to say just like my entire show last year? There's a reason for it, all right? I actually made a friend for student radio. I know, crazy. But basically, having someone coming in after my show to do theirs led to us becoming friends and then doing our own show all throughout last year. And it was absolutely incredible with just how close we've gotten and just how much we found we had in common with the music and sort of the discussions we had. You know, we talked a lot about bands and games and all the different things. And I just really enjoyed having that sense of, I suppose, solidarity of someone that I would have otherwise never met before. And it was awesome.
I must say, because I did the show after you as well, didn't I? And I caught a lot of your show, and it was just so much fun listening to how that show progressed. And it was a lot of fun listening. I really enjoyed your show last year. So success is all round.
I think student radio and college radio is one of those things that actually you do have so many opportunities to have fun with it and just enjoy it. And I think the people that are doing that are the people that create the better, more entertaining stuff to listen to, because it sounds genuine to the listener. And I think that's the beautiful nature of student radio, is that you can get that from those interactions. And on a wider scale, you know, moving away from student radio and college radio, as we've mentioned a couple of times, the theme Global Solidarity rocks for today's World College Radio Day. And I just want to know, like, how have you guys found the past few months? Like, how have you dealt with it? Because obviously now more than ever, we need to sort of look out for each other.
Well, I was part of my work that I do at the moment. I'm one of the key workers. I work in sort of food distribution for the elderly. And it's just been really kind of humbling seeing how many people are reliant on these systems and how everyone sort of comes together in these times to sort of make sure the bare necessities of everyone sort of gets resolved. I think there's been a lot of humbling in recent months about what it is to sort of be part of a society, what's required of you, what sacrifices you need to make, and the benefits for everyone as a whole on you taking part in that is been really eye-opening. You know, it's the stories you hear of people needing things, and people have been there, strangers who have sort of signed up to volunteer to help, you know, get groceries into elderly people who can't go. Loads of different stories of people out there going out into the community, really helping. And it's just really humbling to see it, sort of see that in action. It's been quite nice.
What about you guys?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like people are a bit more mindful of each other and, like, you know, are looking after each other more. Because, like, beforehand, everyone would just, like, do, like, their own things and not, like, care. But I don't know, I feel like the pandemic has, like, brought, like, everyone together. Like, obviously, you know, some people have lost jobs, some people, you know, have had to go, like, work and, like, help out, like, everyone else within the society. And then, like, obviously the NHS, they've done so much as well. I just feel like a lot more people are mindful of each other and, like, yeah.
And the weird thing is that I've been looking after myself a lot more because of it. Yeah. You know, beforehand I was like, I don't really care if I get ill or anything like that, but now I'm like making sure I wash my hands and use hand sanitizer and gloves and all that, just so I don't pass it on to other people or people in my family or vulnerable people at work. So it's really sort of been eye-opening in that way as well.
What about you, Ronnie?
I found that I've just been a lot more involved in sort of global communities that you wouldn't even think of. Like, there's so many random Facebook groups that are based on utterly ridiculous things. Like, for example, I'm a member of one in which you can only comment egg on anything. it's crazy how many people, there's like thousands of people in this group, all right? And people just come together over like the most bizarre things. But also we've had a few games release over lockdown, and that has become a massive global community where people would just like do giveaways and give each other cute things in the game and, you know, sort of support each other in that way, because for a lot of people, games like that are an escape. from sort of everything that's going on, and I also found that really just sort of reassuring. I suppose that is what global solidarity would be for me personally. It's just, you see a lot of people sharing the enjoyment that they get from really simple things like games, or I've seen a lot of people support sort of small businesses on Twitter and things like that, and it's just really wholesome in a way.
So what you could say is that your experience of the lockdown has been excellent.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up this segment with the committee. Thank you so much for your time, guys.
Thank you.
No, thank you very much.
World College Radio Day. World College Radio Day.
Hello to the world.
Καλημέρα σε όλους. Εκπέμπουμε ζωντανά από το ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό του Πανεπιστημίου Πατρών.
Από την Ελλάδα σε όλο τον κόσμο. Για το World College Radio Day.
Στον Οβίρου Δία Μουντιάλ της Ράδιος Ουνιβερσιτάριας.
Συνακούντε λέτε μάλλον όπισκελία ραδιοπλέιβα. World College Radio Day.
You tuned in to World College Radio Day, a day where college radio stations across the globe unite to celebrate the most powerful medium.
Thanks again to my committee for what was a really interesting chat about their views on student radio. And I have to say that I'm so, so excited to hear what they're going to do and see what they're going to do as part of the team this year. We've got some really interesting chats still to come with Ben Winter, the former station manager of Radio Sonar, who really set us on this path today, as well as our good friend Sam McGregor from Express Radio over in Wales, who has got in touch to talk to us about it, because we wanted to talk about community, and we wanted to say that although there's a great community within our station and the Student Radio Association, you know, within the UK, we wanted to give him a chance to get involved. It's not every day you get to go international within the student radio. So we got in touch with him and had a really interesting chat with him, which is coming on later in the show. But before that, here's some more songs.
World College Radio Day. World College Radio Day.
Hello to the world.
Καλημέρα σε όλους. Εκπέμπουμε ζωντανά από το ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό του Πανεπιστημίου Πατρών.
Από την Ελλάδα σε όλο τον κόσμο. Για το World College Radio Day.
Στον Οβίρου Δία Μουντιάλ της Ράδιος Ουνιβερσιτάριας.
Συνακούντε λέτε μάλλον όπισκελία ραδιοπλέιβα. World College Radio Day.
You tuned in to World College Radio Day, a day where college radio stations across the globe unite to celebrate the most powerful medium.
Stop sucking on those babies, 'cause I'm melting at the tip.
This is World College Radio Day.
That was Black Honey's new song. All the music today has been provided by the incredible Student Radio Music Network in association with the Student Radio Association. If you guys are out there listening and you don't know what the Student Radio Association is all about, you'll hear it mentioned a couple of times in all these interviews today. It's a governing body for student stations within the UK, and they provide some outstanding opportunities for presenters, producers, you know, anyone involved with student radio. And the Music Network is another brilliant part of that. And all credit to those involved for getting that going, you know, getting the student stations the freshest tunes for the airwaves. So next up, we've got a really interesting interview with my best friend and former station manager, Ben Winter. He was station manager the year before me, so I'm heading into my second year in charge, and the building blocks he put in place really allowed me to have the year and lead Sonar into the year we had last year. So over at Sonar, we owe him a lot, and it was really interesting to talk to him, to hear about his views on college and student radio, and what it's meant for him, and also, again, you know, highlighting the theme Global Solidarity Rocks. So here is this chat with Ben Winter coming now.
For more info about World College Radio Day, please visit worldcollegeradioday.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Radio Sonar had an incredible year last year, winning Best Station Culture at the I Love Student Radio Awards. The community that existed, however, wouldn't have existed without the work of our previous station manager and one of my best friends, Ben Winter, who I'm here with now. We're going to talk about sort of community within our station ourselves and just on a wider scale about student radio. But first, I want to know how you are, Ben.
Thank you, Danny. I'm good, thanks. Thank you for having me on this.
Happy World College Radio Day.
Yeah, no, it's a great feeling.
Did you ever think that Radio Sonar would go worldwide?
I mean, it was inevitable, really, wasn't it? We were already pretty massive back in the day, but this just solidifies it, if anything. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on all things student radio and community, and maybe a little bit about how Global Solidarity rocks, because that's the theme today. But we're going to start off with, I wonder if you'd just talk about how it was when you took over and the stuff you did, because, you know, we've always talked about how the building blocks were there as a result of what you did over the course of your year in charge.
Okay, so I always find it really difficult to sort of talk about like how it was before I was station manager. I always feel like I'm going to sound like I'm slating the sort of past of the season. It's really not that, it's just sort of different approaches. And I think in my 2 years before I was station manager, you had two really like good leadership figures in Adam and Abby. And I think when I took over, I was just so like not self-assured enough to be like, we're gonna have this and this and this. And like, I just ended up being like completely honest and just winging it. And I was like, right, we clearly need to address the fact that people aren't coming to socials. So like, let's just do some fun things like bowling, like rather than like, you know, beforehand it was let's go to this club on this night, and it was all about like making it seem really wild and really good, and like it's a nice certain glamour to it, but I just kind of thought that didn't really appeal to me, so we'll just try something different. And I think it connected with you, it connected with a lot of other people and the types of people who are doing radio. So I think that was sort of what we did. And I think the plan was always, in my year as station manager, was to put building blocks in place. I knew it wouldn't be done within a year, so I was like, let's just get as much money as possible for the next committee to have a good summer before they can go again. And it's proven as well, because you obviously won a lot of awards and put a lot of time in, and you have that time because things have gone so well.
From your experience of student radio / college radio, do you think that the community aspect is vital to the whole experience of it?
It's fundamentally the most important thing. Student radio is completely pointless to join student radio just for, you know, yourself. You can make connections that, like, the one that comes to the top of my head is sort of Ben Littlemore, who was sort of doing cover shifts at TalkSport, and then through Student Radio Electrons, you know, he's a year above Luke Henry, but I remember that Luke, as a head of sport, was like, I want this guy to be involved. And I think as a result of them connecting through Student Radio and that, you know, sort of reason to connect, Luke ended up getting sort of cover shifts and work experience at TalkSport. That's such a niche example, but like...
all those big Luke Henry and Ben Littlemore fans across the world are rejoicing at their mention.
of course. But yeah, so two people in a small example, but I think just in general that friends that you can make through it, it's sort of a unique way. And I think as well, a lot of people moving out of their family home for the first time, you need a support network, and it's really hard to find one sometimes at uni. And it's just a really lovely and welcoming one to fall into. So. Yeah,
I think it highlights a really interesting world within uni, because people go to university and have this idea about what it's going to be, and although student radio necessarily isn't that image that a lot of people have going into uni, sometimes it feels that a whole that people want, and the interactions people get from it are again different what people expect. I was talking to the committee, you know, this year's committee earlier. We were talking about how, you know, during lockdown they came to South Region game nights and they've been involved with the South Region station, and as a result they've gone from being in a situation where they could very easily feel isolated and not involved, but because of student radio and the student radio connections, they've actually made friends in completely other stations, you know, across the South Region. But you know, that's something that they wouldn't be necessarily doing if it wasn't for student radio.
Sure, yeah. And I think it's a really important thing that you don't just look within your own station, actually. I think a lot of people will think, you know, you might get someone who's like, I don't really feel like I'm very similar to a lot of other people in my station, so they might be put off by that. But if you have like an idea for a show or like the type of people you want to meet, there's like bound to be someone within your region. That's why I love how the SRA is like split by regions. And I think especially down south, it works really well. Like we have two Southampton stations and then you've got Portsmouth, Bournemouth on a train. And like, there's bound to be someone within one of those stations. And it is actually just a case of reaching out over social media to be like, I see you really like this kind of music. It could be a really niche genre or something. And there's always someone, and like, no one's ever weirded out. They're not like, oh, why are you reaching out? It's like such a good in to be able to like, yeah, I think you need that.
I think it's why Global Solidarity Rocks as a theme for World College Radio Day is so interesting, because, you know, on a small scale, in our experiences with student radio, we've only ever really interacted within the UK, but we've seen through that how student radio can bring people all over the countries, you know, in ways that they would never interact before. You know, I've got friends in Scotland and friends in Northern Ireland that there's no way I would have met with just staying within the solar bubble.
Yeah, of course.
So like on a bigger scale, that, you know, it can highlight how important, you know, global solidarity is, especially in times like this, because, you know, if everyone does it on a smaller scale, then eventually it does kind of build up. So
yeah, I think you've been interesting. And that's kind of spare like a nice thing in my head of, you can't just have, you know, the whole world in solidarity without building those immediate connections. And I think a lot of people can look to like, oh, why can't we all just be nice to each other? And it's such a like a throwaway statement of like, yeah, let's be nice to each other. Actually, like, you've got to really start with the people that are immediately around you and just, yeah, reach out and build a connection with the people that you're going to university with, have similar interests, like. And yeah, I really like
it.
I'd say that.
I think that's why in our slot at Radio Sonar, we wanted to highlight community within student radio, because it's something that we've almost prided ourselves in compared to a lot of other stations. I know some stations may take their broadcasting nature more seriously, if for one way of putting it. But I feel like because of our focus on community that's happened over the course of my time in charge and your time in charge, that's why we are coming across and getting, you know, winning the awards like Best Station Culture, because it's a culture of, yeah, the student radio is important. Yeah, the stuff you can learn will help your career, but the people skills you're getting from it and the interactions you're having with other humans as a result of it are probably way more important down the line than any of the industry stuff you're learning. And by emphasizing that's the thing we want to encourage, it's affecting more people. Like, you can see, like, even when I was talking to the committee, you know, they were saying how much more confident they feel as a result. And I think me and you, you know, we said it the same. We still are losers, but we feel like less of losers when we're within the student radio bubble.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, like you say, when I saw, it's just like a very like sort of self-absorbed thing of like, look how many awards you guys won. But also, like, I was really proud to see you winning those awards, because it wasn't just like you just lucked out and won them. Like, you put in, and the whole station, everyone within the Sonar community last year, put in so much time into making it a really positive society to be a part of. And I think when I saw you've won Best Station Culture, that was like the best one. Like, that's the one I would be most proud of, because it's just like, today, yeah. What you were saying about the people skills that you build, I think that's so much more transferable to any workplace. So much more than an award in, you know, Best Station or Best Entertainment Show or whatever. That those things are very like specific to radio, but Best Station Culture means you were part of a station that was like working together really well, and that opens up so many more opportunities.
I think that's something that I find maybe doesn't get highlighted enough within student radio, because, you know, I know a lot of people's angle is, oh, industry, all this type of thing. But actually, if I was a fresher and I was starting off my university experience and I could be told that there was this already big, strong community within the student station at my uni, and there were loads of like-minded people that you could just interact with really easily across the UK, you know, I would be more tempted by that than if I was, you know, fresh being told, wow, this society is a thing. So, you know, from my point of view as a station manager this year, and it's something that I've sort of learned from my interactions with you and others over time, is that I want to highlight the community aspect of student radio and college radio, because that's the thing that I think makes the biggest difference to people's lives in the university experience.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you're a fresher and like, you don't necessarily have an ambition to go into radio, and then you're immediately sold, oh, this could get you, you know, this in radio, and you're just like, hang on, I'm just trying to work out how to make like bolognese at the moment. You know what I mean? It's like, let's get to that, but like, what's going to get me interested to begin with? Okay, there's a really good community here, people you can learn from. Okay, cool, that's going to get me in. And then once you're in that bubble, oh, there's also people, you know, in surrounding stations that are also really good. Just that whole, I really feel like SRA Con is like the pinnacle of the student year, and like, it's just, that was the moment I know it clicked for you, and that it clicked for me like 12 months before, of like, wow, this is, everyone else is like having the same experience but in a different city.
Do you think it's worth explaining to the people listening that maybe don't know SRA Con what it is? So the SRA, obviously the Student Radio Association, which is like a governing body for the UK stations, typically hosts a 3-day conference in April for all the student radio members across the UK or to come to and learn and celebrate student radio. And yeah, that's something that me and you have both attended and sort of kick-started that love of student radio as a result.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was where I sort of learned
how to conquer.
How to conga, amongst other things, but also how playlists actually work within proper industry. And I went to a talk that was sort of talking about the BBC Sound Of for like 2019 or 2020, and like how they were curating that. And it's just a really good insight into like the professional side of listening to music rather than just listening for enjoyment. Because I was selling a music course, that was just such an exciting talk to attend, and then to be able to sort of transfer that knowledge into within the SRA, the Student Music Network, who it's just, yeah, I think it's really valuable insight for sparing lots of ideas.
I think that's what I'm looking forward to about, you know, World College Radio Day, and it's actually hearing how other countries talk about student radio, whereas obviously we're talking a lot about the community aspect. It might be different elsewhere, and I think that's what's exciting about, you know, global solidarity rocking.
Absolutely, raise the solidarity. I'm very interested to hear about other countries and what it means to them. And I remember in my first week of my job at 17 that I was having to look at Italian radio stations very specifically, because we had a song that was getting quite big up there. And so I was looking at commercial stuff. But then I was also really interested in finding student stations I could reach out to. I managed to find quite a few, and it was just they really do it quite well, to be fair. They've got it's pretty good stuff. I still occasionally tune into one of them because they just have a really good playlist. So I'm like,
I wonder if they might be involved today.
They might be. I'm gonna find them. I can't remember where they're from, but I just have the link to save.
That's good.
I'm like, yeah, it's a good tune in there.
Thank you so much for your time, Ben. It's always a pleasure to hear your views on student radio.
This is World College Radio Day.
Charlie drank it till his eyes burned and forgot to eat his lunch. Pain was built in to his body, heart so soft it hurt to beat. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely to feel something for once? Yeah, wouldn't it be lovely to feel worth something, huh? Can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much. Charlie melting to his mattress, watching Twin Peaks on his watch. Something for once. Yeah, wouldn't it be lovely to feel worth something, huh? I know you can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. So much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much.
Charlie started seeing stars, so stuck on the new J-Paul. Said my clothes are sticking to me and I can't quite see my walls. Started dreaming of a house with red carnations by the windows, where he didn't feel so small, so overwhelmed by all his flaws.
I know you can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much forever. I know you can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much. I know you can't let go of anything at the moment. Just know it won't hurt so. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much. Won't hurt so much forever. Won't hurt so much.
so much.
Hello and welcome back to World College Radio Day. It's still Radio Sonar here, going strong for the last 10 minutes or so of our show. Next up, we've got a really interesting chat that I had with my good friend Sam McGregor, winner of Best Male at the SRAs last year, in which we talk about how our friendship has blossomed through student radio and how he's found the whole experience now as a graduate. World College Radio Day, very exciting day. You're now worldwide. How's that feel?
Yeah, international. Well, it's funny because obviously when you're at a student station, you're literally chatting to like you and your mate across the table and no one's listening. So welcome to anyone and to you that is listening right now.
So I want to ask you about community and student radio. The whole theme of World College Radio today is Global Solidarity Rocks. And from our point of view at Sonar, then that's community because that's the best part of student radio. And that's what we love the most about the Student Radio Association and all things student radio. So obviously we've become friends through interacting through student radio. And I just wondered if you could tell the people about your experiences, how much you love me out of 10, you know, how much that's helped you and all this type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, friends, quite a strong word. I'd say more met you once through the internet, sort of a few DMs back and forth, laughing and all the rest of it. But no, you're right. I've met a lot of great, lovely people who are called up my best mates, like through student radio. When I joined uni, I was pretty keen. I won't lie, I was pretty keen. I always wanted to join radio, but I didn't know how to actually get into it. So I actually DM'd like my student radio station in Cardiff University, like the week before I joined. I was like, hey guys, I'd love to find out more about this. And originally, like, I just wanted to do it because of radio. Like, I wanted to get into radio, I wanted to do it, as opposed to just listening. But then when I got into it, you actually realize that what keeps you there, or what kept me there rather, wasn't like my love for radio, but it was also like that it's almost so engulfing and so brilliant that it becomes like your, it literally becomes your life, right? And all your mates that you know are part of that radio station, and it just becomes a full community. I mean, so I actually studied geography at uni, and I managed to write a whole dissertation about community at my radio station. Like, I actually got to analyze like all of it in depth. And I thought that was just so cool because I came to uni to do radio, actually studied geography, but ended up loving it, meeting all my best mates there whilst getting to do the best thing in the world, and then actually writing about it and researching about it. So not only have I had firsthand experience, but I've also, you know, sort of analyzed it and researched it as well. And not only did I find by researching it, I got to spend even more time just joking about on the radio station, but actually, you know, bringing the radio together is actually one way to create a community. And actually, not only are you building relationships with other people, but by doing radio, you know, through your time at university, it sounds a bit wet, but you do actually learn things about yourself, right? Like, you're portraying an identity on air for other people to hear. And it sort of, you know, exposes your insecurities, but also brings you up, brings your confidence up. It's by doing that that you meet other people. And I mean, I just had a great time with it. I don't know if you found it the same way, but your whole life literally does become centered around radio if you're so committed to it and just spend all your time there.
I think it's a really interesting world because I think a lot of people do, I mean, we've had this conversation many times, you know, casually, that people get involved with it from a fun element and from the wanting to go into radio element, which is obviously how, like, I was the more fun element and you went for the radio element. But you sort of find a middle ground with it the more you get involved with student radio, where actually, you know, the fun people start to take it more seriously, and then the people taking it really seriously sort of get the more fun elements in. And then you find this incredible middle ground where the creative options and freedoms you have with it allow you to grow as a person, but also as like a presenter and producer and things. So I'm interested to know, do you think the community aspect of it is more integral to student radio than most people probably think it is?
100%. And I mean, I didn't realize that was one of the biggest parts of it before joining, as I said. And I think what makes student radio is that if you want to have a show and turn up for an hour a week, for example, and then forget about the world of radio, you can do. And that's completely fine. But also, if you want to live in the studio, like both of us, Danny, like, you can literally spend 5 hours a day there. And also, that is sort of fine. Like, yeah, you might be tired all the time, getting none of your degree done, and actually have no social life outside of radio, but it is fine. And so I had the absolute pleasure of being station manager and program controller. And as one of the things in that that I really found is that even some people came to our station not so much because they wanted the radio first and foremost, but because they wanted to be part of that community. Like, they actually almost got jealous and wanted in on that sort of really close bubble of people who just love working towards something productive, love going to gigs, love interviewing people, love just meeting people in the outsider community and passing out people's messages. So for example, we had one girl join us for 2.5 years called Anna. She's absolutely lovely. And she never wanted to do radio, but she wanted to do social media. And so also, you know, within this community, while the crux is radio, yeah, person speaking behind a mic, someone hopefully listening, there are so many jobs within, you know, student radio, which you have access to, which within a real station that's not student, you may not have as equal access to, if that makes sense. Like, there really is something for everybody, even if you just want to get involved in lightly or commit your whole life to it.
Yeah, I think that's why, I think it's, with the theme being global solidarity rocks for College Radio Today, I think that's why we at Sonar wanted to highlight the community aspect, because we've learned that by focusing on the community within student radio, it's brought everyone within our station and society together. It's brought us closer to the uni, but also on a wider scale, by interacting through these student radio events, we've actually grown in solidarity with other stations. And that's meant that, you know, Radio Sonar and Express Radio have done projects together that in reality, you probably would never have happened without that link. You know, although we both are from the same hometown, we probably never would have interacted with that student radio. And I think it really does highlight student radio that you can make friends and you can connect with people over the most simple things and blossom into such beautiful things. And, you know, if that could be taken on to a bigger scale, then it should be.
Yeah, definitely. It's like the tagline, student radio, you can make friends. It's like, that's definitely why you joined, Danny.
Wow.
Because also, I wonder as well, I think there's definitely something in, sort of nowadays, you know, 2020, like, I'm always on my phone. I think there's also something about radio obviously becoming more online. So for example, I know with Radio Sonar and yourself, Danny, and you run the social media along with your team, like, there is a big like brand that's being created from these stations as well, which you're proud to attribute yourself to. And I think by creating that brand and by working towards something together, like an end goal to publish, like, you know, whether you're like trying to create like the mindset or like the voice, like an institution or like a station or something, you're working together. And actually with different stations around the UK combined by student radio, you can really meet people, as you say, through that, like, there's a community online as well.
No, I think you're completely right. And I think it's really interesting that during the lockdown period, more people within student radio moved to connecting online, and those friendships maybe took a different avenue that they might have done in the past. I know the committee were talking about the South Region game nights and stuff we did, and I know other committees might have you know, had their own calls with their society and all this type of thing. So I think it's a really interesting world. But I'm interested to know, you know, moving away from committees and community and all of this aspect, is you've been in student radio for a while, but you're moving away from it. What are you going to miss? And what is your favourite memory?
Ooh,
apart from meeting me.
Apart from, well, that wouldn't be the favourite, Danny. But I mean, what am I going to miss? I think I am going to miss like the daily aspect of just walking into a station and seeing everyone you know there is working on a singular project to help this big station and work communally together. But within that, I think it's the ability to do anything you want. I think with student radio, if you have an idea, however stupid, however big, however small, you know, there's only one person that's going to be able to do that, and that is you. And I think when you move into other stations, whether that be commercial or public service broadcasting, like the BBC, just in the way stations have to run, to have some formula, each person has to have an individual role. And yeah, I guess in student radio, like, you might have a structural or a top sort of hierarchy which help create those opportunities for other people. But you know, I could rock up to Express and say I want to do like a music show, a hardcore show, you know, do a live OB or something, and me and my mates would just make it happen. You can't do that at a normal radio station unless they're super flexible, which is hard nowadays, but not impossible. My favourite memory would probably be one of
the OBs we did. So an outside broadcast where you're not in your radio station, you try and go somewhere. And we were so lucky that outside, literally, like you open the door outside of our studio, we have a balcony that runs along the whole of the top of Cardiff Students' Union. And on Pancake Day, me and my two mates, Danny and Kieran, we ran a pancake race all across the top of the Students' Union balcony. And we had our mascot dress up, who's called Delith, who's a big purple dragon.
Big on social media.
Huge on social media. go follow. And you know, we got everyone together. I think we had about 10 people doing pancake race on the top of this, with a live broadcast. And it was just really fun. Like, we didn't take it seriously at all. We called it the show was called Friday Brunch, and we called it the Big Brunch Toss Off. And you know, the jokes followed. We had a lot of fun, and that for me was just a really like reminder of that if you want to do something, you can just do it and have an absolute laugh with your mates.
This is World College Radio Day.
And that is all we've got time for in our hour slot here at Radio Sonar. If you're interested in following us, you can find us on Twitter at Radio Sonar. And if you're interested in following me, I am Danny Humby, the station manager of Radio Sonar. And you can find me at Danny_Humby. It's been an absolute pleasure hosting a show for you today on World College Radio Day. And we'll see you soon. Up next, Flirt FM.
This is World College Radio Day.
A day where college radio stations across the globe unite to celebrate the most powerful medium.
Radio is like word of mouth that very much influences whatever's going on.
This is World College Radio Day.
Lock myself inside my head. Never needed any other friends, 'cause I would rather stay in bed, living in another world instead. But when we met, you turned a switch on. Never knew I could feel something so strong. This is an antisocial love song, so the world is where we belong. Even if I need some space and time, don't wanna be away far from your mind. And when I isolate, you're coming too, 'cause I wanna be alone, alone with you. I can't even think straight, so let's ditch this party. Don't wanna see nobody. Back to our hideaway, 'cause I don't like anybody, but girl, you got somebody, nobody.
Shut the blinds and lock the door. Only know me when we're on our own. I'm the film and you're the score. So hit the lights now and we'll just lay low. Even if I need some space and time, don't wanna be away. You're coming too, 'cause I wanna be alone, alone with you. I can't even think straight, so let's ditch this party. Don't wanna see nobody. Back to our hideaway, 'cause I don't like anybody, but girl, you got somebody, nobody. Even if I need some space and time, don't wanna be away far from your mind. And when I isolate, you're coming too, 'cause I wanna be alone, alone with you.